Hello there, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and this is Radio 74. So it's been some time since the last time that I actually put out another episode of this. So I guess I could kind of consider this to be like the third season, if, you know, I was wanting to hold it to some sort of, you know, organizational thing like that. In fact, that's probably what I'm going to end up doing with this. So where is this taking place? What's the best way to put this here? Okay, so it is November 10th. I was just checking the date right now to see when it was. So we've already gone through a bunch of things, you know, as a nation. And so before you suddenly start thinking that I'm getting all political with this or anything else like that, I am not. I'm, in my own personal life, I'm a fairly politically driven person to a certain degree. But this isn't something where I'm going to be standing on a soapbox and trying to talk about what does and doesn't bug me or anything like that. I was actually on the fence about starting this up again, you know, trying to find, you know, another pathway back into my, you know, podcasting effort. And instead I decided, you know what, one of the things you ended up covering before were different sorts of themes and ideas and subject matters in the past and, you know, to varying degrees of success. And this is, you know, me talking to myself about this. And one of the challenges I'd had prior to this really was because this is such a singular, you know, aspect. It's a monologue that I'm doing. It is definitely challenging to continually try to stay on target and on pace with what I'm trying to do. When I got to thinking about it, I thought, what would I even talk about tonight? You know, like, sure, there's the low-hanging fruit of the election. There's, you know, how businesses have been hit by the fact of not only COVID-19, but, you know, financial distress that manifests in so many other ways. And I thought, okay, those are things that other people have covered, and that's fine. And at some point, I may end up diving back into that, because this podcast was very much built around the ideology that, hey, this is what an artist goes through. One thing that struck out to me almost immediately tonight, because I started seeing it trending on, of all places, Twitter, was this place called Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. Now, for those of you that don't know what it is, and I'm just discovering it tonight, it's evidently an alternative choice, you know, instead of going on to Twitter or Facebook. It's a social media experience that is specifically driven toward conservatism. Now, for those of you that know me, you know that I don't really adhere to that ideology, but I'm not necessarily against it. I have a great many friends and people that I genuinely consider friends and people that I've known for years who do subscribe to conservative thought processes and that whole thing. I'm not one to sit here and knock any of that because I don't actually know enough about it. And considering what we've been through for the last 4 years, I decided it's probably a good time for me to start understanding and going through this and seeing what I can learn out of anything just for the sake of knowledge. So I was interested to hear about this new social media Parler, because I feel that what's happened, especially in this last year, was you would begin to see that people were starting to feel isolated and, for the lack of a better term, either bullied, picked on, anything like that. And I think that Twitter in general started getting more identified as this platform that, you know, you could get completely, you know, deplatformed, or you could get completely just whitewashed away. You weren't really allowed to speak your mind. Now, that goes down a whole other path of discussion, the whole cancel culture thing. There's pros and cons to both sides. At least in my general thought of it, it's just as polarizing as it is both unnecessary and necessary. And I'll swing back around to get to that. But what I'm going to go through right now is, as I was looking through this, I went ahead and signed up for Parler. Okay. And so it was really interesting. I, you know, went to the website and I'm on there right now. And looking at it at first, of course, it asks for your email and it asks for a mobile phone. And then after that, you know, have to enter in a fairly specifically difficult type of password, and it'll continually ding you if it's not something like, you know, you can't use password one or something like that. You know, and if you're smart, you're using a fairly difficult password anyway. Well, as I'm looking at it and I'm getting into it, okay, the first thing that pops up is it finally accepts it. It sent my phone a text message. And then I had to go and do one of the, you know, type out the letters and numbers sort of thing, a CACHPA. After that, the next thing I'm coming to is this screen, this little overlay pop-up that says personalize your experience. Parlay, and then it says Parlays, which I'm thinking it's Parlays, from, you know, the French word of parlay, to speak. I'm only really familiar with that from French class and from the Pirates of the Caribbean. So as I'm looking at this, it says parlays from these sources will appear in your feed. And you have a choice. You're given a choice here. So let me look in here real quick as I'm looking. Unsurprisingly, the top one is Sean Hannity. After that, it's PragerU, The Babylonian Bee, Daily Mail, Solomon Reports, American Greatness, Transparency 2020, Legal Insurrection, Mises Institute, and Westmonster. I actually don't know some of these at all. It has this. It has a selection where you can either go next or you can hit skip. So I'm going to go ahead and pick the low-hanging fruit, Sean Hannity, and I click it, and it's got a bunch of white buttons right next to the account names, and there's icons. It's very Twitter-like so far, where you can click on follow. So I went ahead and hit following, and then since I don't want to skip this next step, I'm going to go ahead and hit next. So I click next. Oh, okay. So it's giving you more. So it's not moving on to another step that's, you know, evolving from picking specifically Sean Hannity. The next ones, so I'll just read this next list here, are Ted Cruz, Mark Levine, Sean Hannity again, that's interesting, Devin Nunes, Dinesh D'Souza, Phil Robertson, oh, that's the guy from, as the show in Louisiana, yeah, the guys with the beards, that totally escapes me now, Diamond and Silk, that they sound familiar, Trish Regan, and then Maria Bartiromotiv, I don't know what that is, or who that is. Cheryl Atkinson, and then Tito Ortiz, Wayne Dupree, Abby Yemini, Gaming News, that's interesting, Joe Jorgensen for president. So she would have been the Libertarian. I believe she was the Libertarian candidate that managed to get a few votes, like 1% of the vote nationally or something like that. And then something called the Quartering, and an individual named Jason Stapleton. Okay, so I'm not going to add any more than that. So I'm going to go ahead and go to skip. Oh, okay. So now it's got select your profile color. And it's got, what, 7 colors there. Red, tomato red, sort of an aqua blue, purple, a forest green, an orange, and a blue. Well, I'm definitely going to go with this forest green. And let me see here, does it? There's nothing that really says that that's what you've selected. So I'm just going to... Okay, so now it's saying, welcome to Parler. Let's Parler. No, let's parlay. Okay. Interesting. All right. So... Wow. Okay, so the color you select is actually the top header of it. And it's really kind of interesting. It's got a search bar at the top. It's very Twitter. This is very Twitter. That's exactly what this is. So the first one, actually, it looks like the majority of my timeline is taken up by Sean Hannity on here. So, well, if you're following along and you happen to have tried to take a look at the website for yourself, you're probably seeing the same thing that I'm seeing right now. It is pulling from a lot of other social media types. There's a menu section over on the side, and it pops out. It's got my name, my unique user ID, profile, messaging, discover, moderation, verification, influence network, which is something that's in beta, a feedback button, settings and privacy, and then log out. Then at the bottom, it's got a couple of languages you can choose from. It's got quite a few of them, so that way you can kind of see what people are saying. I guess it probably affects the whole site. That's interesting. And there's a home button for Parler. Now on the other side, it has, what is this here? Feed, notifications, discover, messaging, and my user profile. So there's 5 icons on the right hand side in the upper corner, and then the menu and the Parler icon are on the left hand side, and then dead center is a search parlor bar just for entering anything. So we'll play with that here in a minute. Now, it's got, now immediately there is a little bit of a Facebook feel to it, because there's an area that says, it's got a little pencil icon, says what's new, and then it's got upload photograph, GIF, and an emoji, and then like where you can write in, you know, your status. So that's very Facebook. It doesn't appear, like I'm clicking on it right now, it doesn't appear to have any sort of character limitations. So that's very un-Twitter like. Let me see here. Okay, so it also has three buttons below it, one called All, Hide Echoes, and Subscriptions Only. So I'm not sure what that is. So we're going to move past that. And so we'll go to the first thing that's listed on there. As I said earlier, I only put Sean Hannity on there. So that's what's showing up. Now, Sean Hannity, it shows his profile picture. It's got like a little six-sided geometric little shape next to it. And it's got some sort of icon in there. Oh, it's a parlor icon. So it's kind of like the blue check mark, I think, on Twitter. And then after that, it has his name, at Sean Hannity. And that 6 hours ago, 213,000 people saw that he posted something from Cuomo. We can't let this vaccination plan go forward under the Trump administration. And then it's got, so it's basically, this is off Hannity.com. So he's promoting his own thing. So then we go down, and it's actually three in a row about Cuomo. Then the next update is from him 35 minutes ago. No, what is this? Oh, no, 8 hours ago with 3.5 million views from Sean Hannity saying, update, Pfizer's CEO says COVID-19 vaccine will be available for free to all American citizens. Okay. And then it goes on again, another post about that. And then, so essentially he's got a good reach on here. It's 3.2 million people. Now, if we're going just by raw numbers, it looks like Sean's absolutely brought his followers over into this. So, you know, that's interesting and that's great. You know, he's going on about Warren on entitlements. There's always enough money. Senator Elizabeth Warren ripped fiscally conservative politicians on social media Monday, asserting that there's always more money. And then there's a whole click through that goes, everything redirects back to his website. So it goes externally from there. So again, not that dissimilar from Facebook or even Twitter, and the fact that there's external links that go out from there. That's fine. So that's the majority of my timeline there. Now, down at the bottom, there is a user agreement, a privacy policy, and then community guidelines. I'll check those out here in a second. What's really interesting to me is that there are some other areas over here. There's a suggested area that's right next to your timeline. And the top hashtag is hashtag parlor. Then it goes hashtag parlor USA, parlor UK, parlor KSA, hashtag garden club, hashtag fat kid club, hashtag TW exit, hashtag tech tyrants, hashtag Bitcoin, hashtag video games, hashtag meme. So those are the suggested ones. I don't know that they're necessarily the top trending things on here, but that's what's suggested. So I'm assuming that's probably what that is. And then another list of people to follow. So I don't know if this ends up filling up with other people to help propagate who you follow and find other people of interest and note on here. I'm not exactly sure how the algorithm works on this or what this is. I mean, this is really unique to me, because most social media will have a diverse enough group of people that you'll have everyone from the extreme right to the extreme left, to people who are lurkers that don't really comment on anything, to the most vocal and picture sharing people you'll find on the planet. This one seems to be, you know, at least from what my initial take is on that, it's interesting, because as I'm scrolling through this, all I'm seeing is stuff from Sean Hannity. Now, so I'm going to go ahead and click on this first one that he put in here, dealing with Governor Andrew Cuomo. Now, there's 466 comments, and then what is this? Okay, so I'm just going to click on this and see what this is here. Okay, yeah, 466 comments, and of course, there are things like this first guy, Chip Sipperly, I don't know, at Bravo One 6 minutes ago, this psychotic wild card needs to be indicted, tried, and sentenced for a very long time for the quote-unquote elder murders he's getting away with. Next one is somebody named Dr. Dilly. Como's a murderer. Him and his Dr. Mengele. This other person, Asprom 112, the blowhard that killed 100,000 people. No, 10,000 people. Yeah. Sorry. Let me see here. Yeah, okay, so it's fairly right-wing. It's a lot of people, you know, that are kind of just weighing in on it. Yeah, it's a little disappointing. But sort of what I expected. So that's fun. Let me see here. And then the next one is... Oh, okay, interesting. Okay, interesting. So the next icon is this little loudspeaker. It's a bullhorn. It looks like a bullhorn. I think it is actually a bullhorn, which is absolutely fitting for this network. There's 189 that shared it. So it's essentially a share button within this. At the top, it's kind of an update. And then you can actually, this is interesting. In that respect, you only have 1,000 characters remaining to put in your text area, in your entry for this. And there's a little button over to the side that says sensitive content. I don't know why that's there. That's interesting to see that sort of thing happen on here. Only because I'm like, well, one would assume, or at least I am, that if you have this many like-minded people, that you wouldn't have to say, well, this is sensitive content. Or maybe it is. Maybe it's something saying, look, here's the atrocities the Antifa did or something crazy like that. I have no idea. So there's that. There's cancel, parlay. You can add images. It's very similar to Facebook in that respect. And then the next one, what is this? Okay, then there's an up arrow. So this is probably liking it. So I'm going to go, let me see. Yep, it's a like. So 566 likes. So very first time in my life, I have liked something Sean Hannity said, but only in the name of science and knowledge, because I'm immediately going to unlike that. That has what looks like, okay, it's an expand button. So if you need to expand the size of the actual post that Sean Hannity just made. And then there's success. Post link copied to clipboard. Okay, so there's a share icon on the lower right-hand corner that I assumed was going to pop up with a share to Twitter, share to Facebook sort of thing. But it doesn't. It simply provides... It doesn't... like, and it's interesting how this is. There's no... The link doesn't show up in any shortcut window, any tab or anything. You don't see any hover over down, you know, any information about what the actual link is. If I right click on it, interesting. So, I mean, you'd have to kind of know what you were doing with this to really figure this out. But it, when you click on it, it just has a little pop-up button at the top saying success, post link copied to clipboard. So that way you can copy the link. And I imagine you could copy the link and then post it to Twitter or wherever you want. And then you'd see the full link on there. So that's more than likely a thing. In fact, what I'll do is I'll go back to my Facebook page real quick. And since I have that loaded, I'm not going to post this because someone's going to think I'm insane. But let me see here. There it is. Okay. So it's, you know, the whole HTTPS parlor.com post. And then there's the whole numerical factor, the alphanumerical factor after that. And it's exactly that. It's Sean Hannity's post from there on parlor.com. That's interesting. Okay. And that's, you know, pretty par for the course. So, okay, that's interesting. Crazy. Okay, so I'm interested to see down here in the bottom, there's community guidelines. So this is where I was really wanting to see what this is going to be about. Community guidelines as of 11/7/2020. Our guidelines govern your relationship with Parler, your use of Parler, as well as your access to our services and products. By accessing Parler, you agree to these terms. These guidelines are designed to enable productive, polite discourse among people with differing interests, life experiences, and viewpoints. Well, that's refreshing. That's nice. Our goal is to provide all community members with a welcoming, nonpartisan public square. While the First Amendment does not apply to private companies such as Parler, our mission is to create a social platform in the spirit of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. We prefer that removing community members or member-provided content be kept to the absolute minimum. We prefer to leave decisions about what is seen and who is heard to each individual. In no case will Parler decide What content will be removed or filtered? There's a typo on there, comma, or whose account will be removed on the basis of the opinion expressed within the content at issue. Parler's policies are to use a well-known concept in the First Amendment law, viewpoint neutral. We do not curate your feed. We do not pretend to be qualified to do so. We believe only you are qualified to curate your feed, and so we give you the tools you need to do it yourself. To that end, Parler offers a number of features, including the ability to mute or block other members, or to mute or block all comments containing terms of the member's choice. And we encourage you to use these tools whenever the content you would rather not encounter is here. It is not otherwise addressed by what follows. At Parler, we're committed to continuous improvement toward fulfilling our mission. Accordingly, these guidelines are subject to modification unilaterally by Parler at any time. So then there's a list of principles right after that. Let's see here. Principle number one. Parler will not knowingly allow itself to be used as a tool for crime, civil torts, or other unlawful acts. We will remove reported member content that is a reasonable and objective observer would believe constitutes or evidences such activity. We may also remove the accounts of members who use our platform in this way. Okay. Sometimes the law requires us to exclude content from our platform once it is reported to our duty to our community jury. Obvious examples: content posted by or on behalf of terrorist organizations, child pornography, and copyright violations. Other times, even though the law may not require us to flag or remove reported content or to ban a member, we may nonetheless do so. In order to prevent our services from being used by someone in the commission of a crime or civil tort, especially when these interfere with our mission of providing a welcoming, nonpartisan public square. Examples include criminal solicitation, fraud, and nuisance? Okay. Finally, while Parker allows the posting of some not safe for work content, we provide a double filter system to help ensure this content is viewed neither by minors nor by those who choose not to see it. So that's just principle one. There's principle two, posting spam and using bots, not conducive to productive and polite discourse. And then, so there's only two. So principle two is, in addition, it's unjust to our influencers who put time and effort into building their followings and communities and who deserve unfettered enjoyment of the effects of their hard work. The use of our mute and block features by individuals is often adequate enough to address problems with spam, but whenever it's not, and particularly when the behavior negatively affects the ability of those participating in our influencer network to monetize themselves, Parler will remove users who engage in this behavior. And so they have a much further detailed PDF that goes into this, and then how to report violations. Wow, that's interesting. So this in and of itself is its own PDF that popped up. Wow, okay. So it's interesting. From what I'm gathering, I'm kind of wondering here. So I am going to look for somebody who I know is on here and see if I can find them. I'm not going to say the name. And interesting. Okay, so what happens is when you do search for somebody, you can put in their name or whatever you think their username is or that sort of thing. Once you do that, it does pull up a list. But it's interesting to me that unless you're following them, which makes sense, it's very Twitter-like, very Facebook-like in this respect, you're not seeing it. But what's not happening is you're not seeing a general unfettered feed populating. At least I'm not. So I'm going to go ahead and click on this person's user account, and it very much is an amalgamation of Twitter and Facebook. It's kind of showing some stuff on there, not too dissimilar from Hannity's profile. It shows how many followers, how many they're following, the total number of comments they've made, and how many votes. Interesting. And there's an area up there where you can put like a banner type thing, your face or your profile, avatar, that sort of thing. When you joined, you can follow the person, you can message them directly on here. But yeah, this, it's not like it's just your feed is based on, you know, who you follow, of course, and that sort of thing. But it's interesting because, as far as I remember, Twitter, whenever you first joined, or even Facebook, you get like a general feed that starts populating in there of things that are going on. And that's not happening with this. So this does seem like sort of, it has, you know what it has a feel like? It very much reminds me of kind of like if people that made corporate intranets made a social media network. That's exactly what this feels like. So, you know, it's really crazy. I had not intended to talk this long about this. I think I'm going on like 20 plus minutes about this. But if you get a chance to check it out, like, it's up to you. Like, I use a junk email and I just went ahead and signed up for it. I wanted to know what was going on. I just wanted to see what was happening. I don't really have any ambivalence toward it. I'm like, whatever. You know, if you guys are happy on there and you find something, you find a place where you can chat and talk and feel like, hey, this is something I can talk about. In the little bits that I've looked around right now, I'm not necessarily, aside from Sean Hannity's insanity, which is should totally be used in a rap song, I'm not seeing any, I'm not really seeing anything inflammatory. It is kind of interesting, you know, like, I'm going to go ahead and, because, you know, he's the, he is the man of the moment. Okay, so I entered in Trump, just to take a look. Trump does not have one on here, but there are things like Trump Fan Club. Don Jr. is on here. The Donald Trump Jr. So now I'm fascinated. I want to see this. Okay, his banner is this big red thing. He's got 51,000 followers. He joined on May 31st of 2020. Let's see here. Although, interestingly, it says joined May 31st, 2020. Us, not DJ TJ, just the handle us. So I'm not sure that this is an official account. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. The first post that it comes up with was seen by 38,000 people by Don Jr. 3 hours ago. And it has progressive agenda. It's a shows Oregon at the top, and then it's his name escapes me. I should know it. Got a guy who's a rapper. He's got his hand up saying no to plastic straws, but pointing forward and saying, yeah, I'll totally take meth. Yeah, it's kind of a variation on a meme. I don't think this is really his, I don't really think this is his thing. There's a lot of comments about President Gore and other stuff like that. So, yeah, I have a feeling this is kind of a weird thing. Maybe it is him. I don't know. I actually, like, I know so very little about Donald Trump Jr. I don't really know much about him. I don't know that he would even be on here or something like that. This just seems like there's not enough people on here for him. He's got 9 comments, 11 votes. You know, I don't know. Maybe he's just busy shooting animals. I have no idea. Anyway. So, yeah, this is interesting. So, if I click on mine, it has one parlay. I don't know what that is. Let's see what's going on with that. Let's see here. Oh, God. So, when you join, I was like, who's following me? So this says I have 2 followers. I have uploaded nothing, okay? Those are probably like, you know, like when you join Facebook. So, who are my 2 followers? Oh, no. Interesting. It says I have 2 following. So is that, no, I have 0 okay, so I have no followers, 2 following, but I'm only following Sean Hannity, but it's saying that I'm following 2, so there's something weird going on there. I've made no comments, no votes. My parlay is, my first post was automatically made, like 30 minutes ago. I just joined Parler, looking forward to meeting everyone here. I didn't type that. I didn't do anything about that. I didn't even know that was there until I clicked on my own freaking. Yeah, that's weird. Okay, that's okay. I wonder if I could delete that. So if I hit out there, right there, delete post. Okay, so I'm deleting that. No additional parlays. And let me refresh this. And yeah, 0 parlays. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I don't really want to have that out there. I know that I'm being a little negative. I can't stand, like, I think that the concept behind social media should be that you would have the free and open exchange of a lot of ideas. I've actually encountered people that, not just politically, but on a lot of other ethical concepts, I've never really agreed with. And I've run across them on Facebook and on Twitter. And so, and sometimes I end up having really good discourse with them. And sometimes it goes completely banane. But for the most part, I've enjoyed discovering things that I never really knew about. And I've had, and I've stood corrected many times because I know I don't know everything. I know I don't understand everything. And how we learn is by embracing and understanding what other people talk about. We don't necessarily have to agree with them, but we have to be able to be open, at least to some degree, of the exchange of information. You know, and there's always that old adage of, you know, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer, which is sometimes true. Not necessarily in this case. I haven't seen anything that inflammatory on here. I have no doubt that if I really spent the time in here doing that, I would probably find something. So the last thing I'm going to do on here is I'm going to click on this hashtag, Fat Kid Club, that's suggested. Now, I just want to see what this does. Okay, so it's pulling up results for Fat Kid Club. The first one that pulls up... okay, interesting. So the first one that pulls up is from this guy named Liam. And I'm going to leave the last names off just in the event somebody decides to come after me and be like, why are you talking about me on this podcast barely anybody listens to? 3 hours ago, says his name. He makes noises with machines and reviews things. Have a listen, follow if you like. And then he includes a link to where his music is. And then there's some other ones there. Oh, there's a gaming one. Somebody talking about a pug. Guy playing guitar. A lot of these posts. Oh, this is so weird. There's a lot of posts in here. They're, you know, of course, making fun of Biden and that sort of thing. And a lot of redneck pride, country pride. Wow. There's some pictures of food on here and everything's covered in butter. Wow. Here's somebody reviewing a bag of Kingsford coal. Man, the other side of the political spectrum is really strange. I'm used to the left side, not because I necessarily completely adhere to that, but it's interesting whenever you walk on the other side of the street. Like, you know, like when you walked all your life down one side of the road going to and from the grocery store or something, and then for some reason you cross the street because there's construction on that side, and you're not really, you know, you're off a little bit in your rhythm. Like, things look familiar. It feels like I'm like on an alternate Earth or something. There's that story of that guy that, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this or not, and I think it's anecdotal at best. It may have been real. I don't really recall. But there was a man that had flown to Japan, and he had a passport that showed a country that didn't exist. He was taken in by the authorities, and then the next morning he had disappeared. It's one of those weird unsolved mystery kind of things, and it's a very strange circumstance. But that's what it feels like. It's like I'm looking at something where I'm like, oh my God, is this like, you know, Earth Sea or something like that, like a different Earth that I'm on. But again, you know, not anything necessary. Like, there's memes and GIFs and like a lot of stuff you see. I mean, there's a lot of anti-democratic rhetoric, and okay, whatever, that's going to be there. There it is, about 16 posts in, there's a jab at Hillary Clinton. Man, I tell you what, talk about beating a dead horse on that. Aside from that, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. Yeah, it's sort of the same thing over and over again. I'm going to unfollow Sean Hannity now. Success, user unfollowed. So it's a pretty simple thing to utilize. Parler isn't anything exciting. It's certainly nothing cutting edge. It is refined in the fact that it's simplistic, and that's probably what they're trying to do. I mean, they're just making it something that's fairly simple. The suggested hashtags are interesting. Under video games, I was just looking at it right now. That one's got... You know, it's kind of cool in the fact that it's got some stuff on there. It's got, like, you know, a motion comic post. Somebody's podcast is up now. There's some footage of playing. What are they playing on this? A first-person shooting game named Clutch. Never heard of that. Cloudpunk. One Man Army. Yeah, a couple things like that. Oh, somebody talking about a zine post. No, a zine podcast. Okay, that's cool. But again, nothing I'm really seeing that is, you know, there's something here about an Indiegogo post for an independent game. The art looks cool. I don't know. You know, I'd be a little worried being on here. I mean, I imagine there's probably people just like me that came here out of complete curiosity and were like, hey, I'm going to check this out and see what this is all about. And Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's interesting because I didn't want to be one of those people that was like, oh my God, did you hear? All the conservatives are over on Parler and they're definitely planning, you know, all these bad things. I imagine there is some stuff on here that I do not agree with. Okay, I'm going to be completely forward on that and admit that completely. I know it. I mean, I don't even have to think about that. I know I'm going to, if I dug long enough, I would find some really, you know, some stuff I just didn't agree with. And there's been already been a few things all under Sean Hannity, but otherwise it just seems like it's kind of a middle of the road. It reminds me of like some of the other, like there's always been usurpers and wannabes that have wanted to take over YouTube, right? And like VidMe was when I joined, and man, they had a hell of a push. They were like, oh yeah, VidMe, it's going to take, it didn't work. And I remember me and a few other people that I knew that do create content, do, you know, video content and stuff. That's where we wanted to put our stuff. And we were hoping, oh, hey, the views are going to go up. It's going to be really interesting. And let's see where this goes. And it turned out it really wasn't any better. You know, you were bringing over the people that did listen to you and you had that sort of thing going, but wasn't anything more than that. But as far as Parler being like this, it really is just kind of like a more, you know what this is? They're saying that it's the new Facebook and Twitter. It really reminds me of like a really bad version of LinkedIn with the aesthetics of Facebook and Twitter, which means it tastes terrible. And that's kind of what I'm taking from this. I would be bored on here. Maybe it's just because I'm used to Facebook. Maybe it's because I really do enjoy Twitter, even for all the weirdness that happens on there. But there seems to be a palpable absence of, you know, interaction, electricity, enthusiasm in the posts. It maybe it's just people finding themselves, you know, on here, or they're kind of trying to find their feet. It's like going to, you know, a work party and you're the new person there, or maybe you're just not really good at things like that. And you're kind of a wallflower. That's what it feels like. Most of these posts are fairly reserved. And, you know, I'd be interested to know who actually owns this, because I haven't found that. I looked around. I looked at, you know, community guidelines. I just looked at the privacy policy and the user agreement and stuff. And I'm not seeing anything anywhere right off the bat as to who actually owns this. I mean, the hilarious part would be if this was like a Chinese network. Oh, my God, I would die laughing from that. I don't think it is. But, you know, you never know. So, at any rate, if you guys are bored, go check this out. It was a nice, fun, kind of fun. It's like 30 minutes of like my life I can't get back. But at least if you guys listen to this, now you know what to encounter. If you want to sign up and then go through it as I narrate you through the oh-so-exciting part of following and unfollowing Sean Hannity and then deleting a post that you never wrote, do it. It's actually not too bad. At least you understand and you know what it is. But this would not be any kind of social media that I would be coming back to. I'm really glad that I, you know, attached a junk email to it, because, yeah, this is the one I'm going to be coming back to anytime soon. Just, again, I barely have time to post to my own stuff. Even this podcast was, what, months in the making? It took literally COVID hitting and me sitting down going, oh, yeah, I'm still paying for that server space. I should probably make a podcast of some kind. So, interesting. Well, at any rate, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back to this show. If you guys had been listening before and had liked the more experimental stuff I've been doing, I may still do stuff like that. But this is starting to become more of a show where I'm going to talk on for a little bit about one or two interesting things that I find. That was kind of what the idea is for however long season three lasts. I know it's going to go into 2021. I'm hoping to do at least one or two shows a month where I'll be talking about something interesting that I find that is effective out there. Now, you probably wonder, since the majority of my themes on here revolved something around art, right? Well, you should have already extrapolated by now that there is literally nothing. I actually did right now, as I was talking, I did a search for art, right? It says no user results found for art. And it took it a bit. And I was like, that can't be true. So I hit it again. Then there's one that comes up for art. And this sort of terrified me, because I don't know how to look for anything else. But one would assume if you're using the general search for art, you'll pull up something, right? I'm almost terrified to enter comedy. So it pulls up. The first three things it pulls up is a user profile name Art, at Art, and it's got an American flag on it. So, you know, there, you can just witness it for yourself. And then the next one immediately after that is Breitbart News, only because ART is at the end of Breitbart. That's it. Everything else is, you know, words that have ART in it. There isn't anything on here about art. There isn't anything like an art collective, an art group. There isn't anything like that. There's, you're not going to find anything on here, I would surmise. So the point of this entire thing was, guess what? This new social media for me doesn't work. Why? Because there's nothing on here that even remotely appears to be creative about it. The overall design aesthetic is pretty simplistic, pretty dry, and I'm not at all surprised by this. But I am surprised that there seems to be a dearth of people that aren't making conservative art and they don't have a presence on here. Now, again, I've only spent just under an hour looking at this, so there's probably something to discover in here. But honestly, there's so many other social media aspects out there that one could go and look at. I have way better things I can do than just try and experience what else Parler has to offer. As far as I'm concerned, it isn't anything that's worth looking into. I did see a couple of weird random posts as I started clicking on other usernames and stuff on here where somebody would post up something else about like, hey, I did this, you know, little fan art, but the hashtags don't even seem to work on here the same way as other things. So there's probably more to discover, but at least upon initial looking at it, I don't understand why anyone would want to come over here unless the only real want and effort you have is to talk about conservative news and or ideologies. And that's fine. If that's what you're into, great. Fantastic. I hope you're happy there. And seriously, no ill will. It seems like a fairly harmless place, with the exception of Sean Hannity. He sucks. But aside from that, you know, it's actually not too bad. It's just, I think the worst part about it is it kind of comes off a little bit boring. And I mean, if you really want to just hear the same thing over and over again, you could save a lot of time when you're shaving or you're in the bathroom and just point a mirror at yourself and talk to yourself. At least that's my take on it. Either way, thanks again for listening. I am Mario the Artisan Rogue. I hope you enjoyed this hour of taking a look at Parler, even though you just really listened to me talk through it. I was going to make a video about this, but then I got really weird about that because right now, as we all know, a lot of conservative people are suing everybody. And I figure if I'm just describing it, that would probably be ignored a bit more than on YouTube where it get flagged by somebody. And then who knows what would happen to me after this, that this could be the season ender. I will talk to you guys in the next podcast. Thanks so much. And if you want to find out more about me or see what I have for sale or anything else like that, you can follow me on a bunch of different real social media platforms. Yeah, I had to throw a little bit of a burn in there. You can find me on Twitter at The Artisan Rogue. You can also find me on Facebook at The Artisan Rogue. And my website, theartisanrogue.com, has a whole bunch of different things on there. I have a blog on there that will be updated soon. I hadn't been updating because there wasn't a whole bunch of content recently, but I've had some new freelance gigs, I've had some new art projects, and I've had some new stuff come up that I'm really excited about writing about. And the really good news is this was something I'm going to pat myself on the back. I don't do this very often, but I am very happy about this. I actually sold the last graphic novel for Pagan Zoetrope, Days Gone By. I had an initial print run, two of them, a first and a second edition with 50 issues in each one. And then I had a few extra copies that were considered artist proof. So those are off to the side. Of those, I only own one. I was really happy. It took me years, but I finally managed to sell all 100 of those books. So that's a little personal triumph for me. I will end this by saying this. If you guys made it this long toward the end of the show here and listened to me all the way through, I want to say, for everything that's going crazy in the world right now, please remember this. There are people that care, there are people that are trying, and there are people that will help. I know and believe that it is a very hard and difficult and trying time for a lot of people. And I don't mean that toward one particular demographic at all. Life isn't easy, but one of the things we can do is try and embrace what comes toward us with as much strength as we can. I'm pretty terrible at inspirational things, but I do believe that right now, the best thing we can do is hold on to those things that can provide us with some familiarity and some level of solace in our lives. So I'm hoping that maybe having had this hopefully what was a fun bit of 45 minutes or so talking about this social media network at least kind of gave you guys something else to focus on. With that, I will go ahead and leave you, and I will see you in the next episode.